Praise the Lord.
Now and forever.
Amen. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25 says, "Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." My sharing this evening is on regular participation in a small group for formation, support, and relationship building. Our covenant states, we know that we need to meet together with the community when the community needs us. And based on the fact that our numbers are dwindling, I'd venture to say that our community needs us. And you might think that I'm preaching to the choir, and in fact I am. But I encourage you all to remain in the choir because together we all make beautiful music. My back is to y'all when I'm playing percussion, but honestly tonight I don't know how many people are here when I'm up there with my back to y'all. But tonight I thought it sounded like the gym was full. Praise the Lord. As part of living the covenant we made with God and each other, we should remind and encourage one another to be present at our Sunday gatherings as well as when our small groups meet. It's important to spend time together in order to grow in our relationship with God and one another. Why? Because it's during these times that God speaks to us through our brothers and sisters, and we become aware of the ways we can support and serve one another. Since our small group in the East area isn't meeting regularly in person at the present time, it's been a tremendous blessing to get together on Zoom. It always makes me smile to see your shining faces. In case many of you are not aware, I have a little secret that I'm going to share with y'all, okay? Don't tell anybody this secret. Only the people that are here this afternoon get to hear this secret. But I am an introvert. Who would have thought? As an area pastoral coordinator, I'm not only committed to attending our small group meetings, but I also facilitate or lead these meetings. And in a small group setting, I typically prefer to listen to what others have to say rather than speaking out. I've learned to trust the Lord to help me put my fears aside and instead say yes in serving both God and you. Afterwards, am I blessed? Absolutely. Our small group meetings, which are twice a month, include praise and worship, word gifts, personal sharings, and intercessory prayer. As brothers and sisters are joining together as we come together at the beginning of the meeting, we spend time just visiting with one another, and that's our relationship building. And then as we continue with praise and worship, everyone is encouraged to share whatever word gifts the Lord puts on their hearts. Next, we spend time sharing what God has been speaking to us in our prayer, scripture, or other times. Our sharings encourage us and help us grow in our walk with the Lord, thus formation. Finally, by praying with and for one another, we're supporting one another. So thus, you have the relationship building, formation, and support. No doubt, Satan tries to use whatever means possible to keep us from participating by sending excuses and distractions our way. These excuses and distractions can be hard habits to break. It's very easy to get into the habit of saying no rather than giving our yes to the Lord. In our younger days, speaking of Sharon and myself, after another child was born, Sharon and I would take some time off from attending the Sunday gatherings, and for good reason. And after a number of weeks, though, it began to get pretty easy to get comfortable with staying home, you know, from the Sunday gatherings. And it just so happens that all of our sons were born during football season, which made it really easy to kind of get in the habit of wanting to stay home, okay? However, at some point in time, we would remind ourselves of our covenant commitment to the community and make the decision to start coming back to the Sunday gatherings. And after coming back, I was always reminded how much I missed the praise and worship and being fed by word gifts and Bobby's teachings. And it was just what I needed to face the coming week. And now I'm going to share a couple of just, sharings with you about some things that went on in my life earlier on. But also when I was about 20, I joined the St. Pius men's softball team. And I always loved playing ball, hardball and softball. And our games were on Sunday afternoons. And a couple of years later, I joined the community and subsequently the music ministry. And needless to say, when the softball season began, it conflicted with the Sunday gatherings and music ministry practice. So one day I called Suzanne Tate and I let her know I was thinking about dropping out of the music ministry until the softball season was over. And y'all know Suzanne, and in her very kind and uncondescending way, she said, "I'm sure you'll know the right thing to do." She was really being very kind, okay? And those words had a tremendous impact on me. And they made me stop and think, what is really important? Needless to say, I remained committed to the music ministry and the Sunday gatherings. And some years later, the men in the community formed a softball team. And it was a tremendous blessing to get to play with my brothers in the Lord on that team. And then not too long after that, our company formed a team, and I was able to play on that team. So you see, the Lord provides. Ephesians 5:15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And finally, I'd like to share an excerpt from Session 6 of the Sanctuary Course for Catholics. "Love can rarely be expressed in isolation. It usually requires community. The value of personal presence is also deeply biblical. In fact, it reflects the profound truth that we are created for relationships, because we are made in the image of a relational God. Just as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in the mutual love of the Trinity, so we are designed to be fundamentally connected to those around us in friendship. The simple presence of another person can help us release emotional burdens and receive spiritual comfort. We are able to feel with and for one another, something the New Testament describes as bearing one another's burdens and mourning with those who mourn." That's Galatians 6:2. Romans 12:15. Amen.